Brian. Just Brian this time. This is coming from Coach's Corner, coming from my podcast, my Coach's Corner podcast, but it has nothing to do with, the SFL or any of the other esports that I cover. This is talking about, thinking about, not just the election, but some of the things around the election. And I'll clarify that in just a minute. I need to, before I go any further, there's a couple things I need to do. One, I need to warn you that this is going to be uncensored. You may hear some language that my parents would not approve of. Language that I try not to use. And I'm not setting out to do that now, but I'm not going to censor myself. I've got some strong feelings about a couple of these things. And sometimes the harsh language is the only language that fits. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to try not to use it too much. But the other thing I want to talk about, I want you to think about the mindset here. Do you remember, by the way, it's like 12 o'clock at night. I'm not going to say that I have a beverage in front of me that might loosen my inhibitions, but I'm not going to deny it either. Do you remember Forrest Gump? Do you remember the movie Forrest Gump? When he found Jenny in Washington, D.C. And by the way, Jenny, that girl put Forrest through hell. I have a hard time feeling sorry for her, and I know she had a terrible life. But that's not what this is about. Anyway, so remember he's at the Black Panther party? That was cute. Sorry I ruined your Black Panther party. Remember he was at that party, and he beat up Jenny's boyfriend because he slapped her? You remember that part? And you remember the next day? So he's done this awful thing, and the next day they're at their hippie bus, getting ready to go protest somewhere else. How'd they afford to do that, I wonder? And he's all sorry. And he comes up and he says he's sorry or something. And then he says, it's just that lying son of a bitch, Johnson. And you're like, oh, okay, I see. Lyndon Johnson made you slap your girlfriend. That's it, of course that's it. No, bro, no. You slapped your girlfriend because you're an asshole. Lyndon Johnson had nothing to do with that. And I feel like a lot of times I see a lot of these conversations on Facebook, and they're not conversations. I used to wade into these things. I still sometimes do, but now it's just like, it's not worth the fight. But I see some of these things, and I picture that going on. It's like, but Donald Trump, and they start freaking out. Come on. Give me some policy. Give me some facts. Give me some actual things that have happened. Don't just freak out about Donald Trump. Just in case you're curious, in case you're still with me, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. I wrote in Ben Carson. I actually thought Trump was a clown. Hell, he is a clown. He's kind of a clown. I used to joke that he was a plant for the Clintons to ruin the Republican Party. But he's done a good job, and he's got my vote this time. And if you've got a problem with that, one, it's not your business, and two, I'm happy to discuss it in a rational manner. But if you got a problem with it, I kind of doubt you can have a rational discussion, because that's what's prompting this from me. The other thing, I said there were a couple things I wanted to start off with. The other thing is a quote from C.S. Lewis, and I want to read you this quote. Forgive me, but I want to read you this quote. And maybe you'll get an idea of the perspective here. It's about tyranny. And the quote is, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under..." That's a notification. Sorry about that. "It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience." There's more to it, but that's the gist of it. And that's what I wanted to talk about. They're talking about the tyranny of people who believe they are your intellectual, spiritual, moral betters. That's what we're talking about. And I have a lot of longtime friends who, they think they're better. They think they're better than all of us. They think that that they have the high ground, and they don't. They don't. And they never have had. I'm not going to be lectured on privilege by someone who can afford to live in a nice little commune out in the country with their friends and family. I'm not going to be lectured by a young woman who grew up, you know, very privileged, got to go to a posh college, got to get a degree in theater or something. I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with a theater major. There's nothing wrong with a degree. But then turns around and bashes basically everything I believe in. I'm not going to listen to you. I don't... You bring nothing to my table. I'm not going to listen to someone who is just starting out in life and has gotten to travel all over the world and do things. These people know nothing, obviously. Obviously know nothing about trying to work for... trying to keep a roof over their head. Try to live a... just a life. To just have enough. They know nothing about that. And they are here advocating at the top of their lungs for me to be oppressed because of my privilege. That's what it boils down to. That's what it boils down to. Listen, if I say, I'm not going to get into mask right now. You probably can guess where I stand on it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about these people and these conversations. All right? So if I say, maybe I've done a little bit of research, and maybe it's the wrong sources, it doesn't matter. But that doesn't matter to this conversation. Let's say I've done some research and somebody is saying something about a mask mandate, and I say, you know, there's evidence out there that masks don't work and in fact may be harmful. Right or wrong? Okay. And the first thing out of your mouth is, "Oh, so you're okay with people dying?" No, asshole. I am not. I'm not out here trying to kill grandma. I'm not out here trying to kill poor people. I'm not out here trying to kill black people. I'm just saying that from my perspective, I had looked and it looks like that math don't work. I'm not an expert. So don't come at me with that. Come at me with statistics, facts. Actual facts, not crap you got off of CNN. Okay, don't virtual signal to me. Just don't do it. If you do that, that tells me you don't actually have a leg to stand on. You don't have a legitimate foundation for your beliefs. You're just parroting back to you, to me, what you're getting from other people who may, in fact, have a vested interest in having you believe that. All right? So I don't want to hear that. I'm not going to listen to that. Fuck you. Fuck you for being that way. Fuck you for saying that, for coming at me with that, for making that your play. All right? I don't want to hear that. Just for a joke this morning. Not a joke. That's not the right way to put it. Just kind of for my own edification. My own curiosity. I jumped on Facebook this morning, and I looked, because I've been seeing some pretty awful things being said. Pretty awful things. Yes, some by Republicans. Yes, a lot by liberals. You know what? I'm not going to call them liberals. I'm going to call them the authoritarians. But that's what we're talking about. I'm going to choose liberty every time. And when people talk about Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, and truth matters, I don't hear very many people talk about Trump versus Joe Biden, because they don't really have good, there's not a good comparison there. Biden's strength is that he's not Donald Trump. Come on. I think I said before that I didn't vote for him in 2016. There's no way I would have. I, you know, thought he was a plant for the Clintons, blah, 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 blah. I've never voted for anyone because I was going to hang out with them. If I was going to hang out, do you think I'd want to hang out with someone who cheated on his wife with a nasty-ass porn star? Hell no. Hell no. Hey, I wouldn't even want to hang out with someone that had anything to do with WWE or whatever that was. I think that's the dumbest thing ever made, and if you like it, I question your intelligence. All right, that's not a sport. It's not a sport. Don't tell me they're athletes. Okay, so, all right, you got that going on. American. And, it is what it is. So, what I was looking at on Facebook was, I was looking for people who had the post about, they had these noble posts. Maybe it was a quote from Abraham Lincoln about, you know, you're still countrymen or something. I don't remember what it is. There's been several of them out there, but it's like, don't gloat, be kind, don't despair, we're still neighbors, da da da, all that stuff. Kind of sentimental crap, to be honest, because a lot of the people I saw posting that obviously were pretty sure their candidate was going to win. The fun thing is that on many, many of them, often within minutes, would have something like, time to go vote. One of them was time to serve. Nah, I don't know if he posted one of those. He might have. But it would be something to the effect of, time to get that SOB out of the White House. And I was like, oh, so your bit about, dignity and all of that stuff doesn't apply to you. Cool. Good, as long as we're clear. I call them the authoritarian left because that's what they are. Like I said, they're the omnipotent moral busybodies who think they have the high ground. People, 126 years ago, you didn't have to have permission from the government to collect rainwater, go fishing, own property, start a business, build a home, get married, hunt, own a weapon, cut hair, sell a product, protest, sell food. You can do virtually nothing without being extorted by government and obtaining their permission first. If you think you're free, you're deluding yourself. You're just a free-range human living on a tax farm. Why the hell would you want to give the government more power? And yet that is exactly what many of my very intelligent, otherwise very intelligent friends are trying to do. I have a friend that's angry about Amy Coney Barrett. And to a point, he's correct, because he's talking about the hypocrisy of the Republicans in that they blocked Merrick Garland when Obama wanted to nominate him. And Merrick Garland was surprisingly centrist. It was kind of amazing. So my friend isn't incorrect that the Republicans were a little bit hypocritical in selecting ACB. The thing is, she's a fantastic judge. There's nothing wrong with her. I did see some people try to smear her, and you had the funny ones that thought, you know, it was going to be Handmaid's Tale and all that stuff. And I shared some Babylon Bee stuff about exactly that, because have a sense of humor, you freaks. But whatever. So, you know, my friend's kind of angry about that. One of his responses is to want to abolish the Electoral College. Now, he's been saying this for a little while anyway. And this is a smart guy. But he's completely fine with the tyranny of the majority over the minority. He's completely fine. We know if we abolish the Electoral College, we know what happens. One, a Republican's never in the White House again. And if, hey, I am conservative. I'll vote for a Democrat if they've got a good platform. I would. You may not believe me, but I don't really care. I want the Democratic Party to be a viable, valid party. Because I know that my party needs a check and balance against it. If the Democratic Party is a complete joke, and they are damn well close to being one, then unlimited power is not good. And so if you're over there going, sweet, never have a Republican in the White House again, why don't you just come out and vote for a dictatorship? Why don't you just come out and advocate for a dictatorship? One party rule for the rest of our existence, however short that might be. Just come out and do that. And then next, if that is in fact what you want, what the hell is wrong with you? Read a frickin' history book. You should have been paying attention. I was a history major. This is how I look at things. This is how I look at things. Okay? My friend wants mob rule. He wants me in rural Oregon to be ruled by Portland, by Los Angeles, by Chicago, by New York. F that. There are a lot of really good treatises out there, a lot of good studies, all kinds of things about why the Electoral College works. Dude, you didn't lose in 2016 because of the Electoral College. You lost because you put out a shit candidate. My God. Let's stop and think about this for a second. Trump now, I think, has a stronger position. He exceeded expectations. I don't care if you don't think so. The point being, he exceeded expectations. The fact that he achieved anything at all with all of the resistance he got from the Democratic Party, from the mainstream media, and even from members of his own party, it's pretty remarkable. Whether or not you like the guy or not, it's pretty remarkable. So, but in 2016, you didn't lose because of the Electoral College. You lost because you put a crap candidate out there. You put a candidate that was so bad, she lost to Donald freaking Trump. Are you stupid? Are you stupid or something? What? Why did she deserve to be president? Because she was a woman? What? No. I don't care. Woman, man, red, black, blue, pink, gay or straight. The best candidate for the job needs to be the president. She was crap. Condescending. Remember the deplorables comment? Even if you agree, how can you be okay with it? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That's why you lost. It's not the Electoral College. You lost because you were stupid. And by you, I mean the Democratic Party, and they put someone out there, and they thought you were stupid. It's just, it's ridiculous, and I'm getting a little bit sick of it. I'm getting a little bit sick of it. You probably saw the news, especially if you watched CNN and that stuff, because they made a big deal about it. There was apparently a Trump caravan that ran somebody off the road. By the way, I saw people commenting on this. Ran a Biden caravan or something. I saw people commenting on this. And then halfway down, I saw a link and read the article. It's not getting widespread play. The state police said that the Biden caravan was, in fact, at fault. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Maxine Waters, Democrat from California. I'm going to listen to someone from California. Someone that screwed that state up. Get out. Get out. You don't... No, I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you. If I were to give this a title, and I have to because they kind of expect it, the title of this thing is going to be, Who the Hell Do You Think You Are? And I saw a couple of things. I'm scrolling back a little bit to see if I see them, but I remember them pretty damn well. And so, it you know, I don't need to go that far, but... I saw somebody that said, don't tell someone, basically what it said was, don't tell someone you love them and then vote for someone who harmed them. Okay? And it had a rainbow flag, so I'm assuming that has something to do with LGBT. All right? Who the hell do you think you are? Don't paint me with that brush. Don't paint me with that brush. You don't get to make that determination about my concern for anyone. When you say that, you're completely erasing any thought, any intelligence, any consideration, any expertise, any study, anything. And you're boiling it down to me not giving a crap about you or someone or anyone. You're boiling it down to me being an awful person. Who the hell do you think you are? Who the hell do you think you are? Shut up. That's crap. You know what you're telling me with that comment? You know what you're telling me with that comment? You're telling me that you don't care if I get hurt. Because one of the things I look at when I look at these candidates is I see one of them by which I will be able to work and pay my bills and take care of myself and, you know, do for others, do things for others, serve others. And you're saying, you know what? Screw you. It doesn't matter. If Trump is a racist, then he's a pretty bad one. We had the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans that we've ever had under his presidency before all this COVID crap. The lowest unemployment for African Americans. We were killing it in the economy, and it's the economy. It's the economy, stupid. That's all it is. So if he's a racist, frankly, at that point, who cares if he is? Because he's not hurting anyone. He's not hurting the black community. He's not hurting anyone. He's creating opportunities for them. And so it's just absolutely foolish to talk like that. And who the hell do you think you are? Don't invalidate my opinions. Don't invalidate the things I've thought about, looked at. Just don't. Just don't do it. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And I'm not going to sit here and say that you don't know what you're doing, even though I think that's the case. All right. And the truth of the matter is, if I'm playing by your rules, I don't have to say whether or not I think I know what you're doing. I can just say, who the hell do you think you are? And leave it at that. So, hey, it hurts to see some of this. These are friends. These are people I care about. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to unfriend anyone. I never have. I quit following a guy on Facebook just because he was a useless damn troll and just tried to piss everybody off, like, every time. He would contradict himself on issues just to try to get a rise out of me. Sometimes it worked because he'd say some really stupid stuff. So I just didn't follow him anymore. We're still friends. I'd be cordial if I saw him. I did ask him once, and this is before Antifa really went crazy. I asked him if, when he went down to Circle Jerk with his Antifa buddies, if he had the balls to actually not wear a mask, and he didn't like that very much. He also didn't respond, so who knows? Maybe he does wear a mask when he's down there with his Antifa buddies. So I know he is. I mean, I don't know. He's the type. I believe he is 100%. So, you know, I unfollowed that guy, but I didn't unfriend anyone. I had a longtime friend unfriend me for a while because I didn't vote for Hillary. Not because I voted for Trump, because I didn't vote for Trump. He was all, well, a vote not for her is a vote for him or something like that. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Not your place. Not your business. Not your business. Not your problem. You, not your place. You don't get to make those decisions for me. I would say, who the hell do you think you are? But he and I mended fences. We're fine. I think he just doesn't touch on it because he knows that things haven't really changed. And we were talking, it came up, and it was just like, we're going to go there? And he goes, no. I was like, okay. Okay. So, yeah, there was that one about, you know, don't say you love someone and then vote for someone who's going to hurt them. I could say the same to you. And I would. And you just, like, sniff it off because, or laugh it off because you think you have the moral high ground. So, you know, screw everybody that says that. Here's another fun one. Please stop posting shit like no matter who wins or loses tomorrow, like it's a freaking basketball game. People's lives, bodily autonomy, rights, and freedom are literally at stake, and your ignorance and insensitivity is embarrassing. I agree. Your ignorance and insensitivity is embarrassing. Hey, which of the two sides wants to limit free speech, do away with the Electoral College? Which side wants to trample all over the Second Amendment? Which one wants to pack the courts in their favor? Which one imposes ridiculous mandates like telling us how many family members, you know, we can't go to funerals, but they can. Which side's trying to limit our freedom and our rights? Which side advocates for abortion? And maybe you're okay with abortion. Okay, that's your right. But I'm not. I think abortion is murder. So which side's doing all that? Which side is in favor of all of those things? Not mine. Which side riots when things don't go their way? Not mine. Oh, I know. The mainstream media is going to try and tell you that they do. That right-wing agitators. That might have happened. It could have happened once or twice. It didn't happen all the time. The same person that posted that thing about, you know, no matter who wins or loses tomorrow, like it's a freaking basketball game. Asking oppressed people to have respect and empathy for their oppressor is a much bigger, more draining ask than asking the oppressor to validate the humanity of marginalized communities. Each ask comes from a very different place and affects very different systems. Equating those two tasks is minimizing, invalidating, and harmful. Who the hell do you think you are? I've thought this through. I really have. I have very significant reasons for why I'm voting the way I'm voting. And they are not to oppress you. Not by a long shot. So who the hell do you think you are? Who the hell do you think you are? This is why you lose. By the time, I don't know if they're gonna if they've called it yet. Like I said, I wasn't looking. By the time you hear this, you may know what happened. I don't know. If you lost, stuff like that is why you lost. It's that simple. Stuff like that is why you lost. Not racism, not sexism, not bigotry, none of it. You lost because of things like this. Because of your inability to listen to people. Because your absolute certainty that you are right. That you have the moral high ground. And I'll say it again. You don't. You don't. And you never have had it. I think I've rambled on about this enough. I'll leave you with this. If you weren't so keen on having the federal government do all the things, you wouldn't be so petulant when the other team is in power. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Who gives a crap about Colin Kaepernick's story? Are you going to tell Colin Kaepernick's story about how he was adopted and was raised by a white family and had a good life? Are you going to do that? I'll bet that's not part of the story. Pretty sure it's not part of the story. Okay, I've gone on long enough. I've said some of the things I need to say. The big one being, who the hell do you think you are? I've been sitting on that one for a while. I've kind of said it a couple of times, but not so overtly. You got some chutzpah thinking that you are the moral arbiters of my life, of anyone's life. Take care of yourself, fix yourself, and shut the hell up. I'm here for freedom for all of us. That's all I want. All of us. Black, white, male, female, gay, straight. Freedom for all of us. So don't paint me with your damn brush. I'm going to leave you with the same thing I always say on my SFL podcast. And this applies even for the people that I just cussed out. Good luck. And God bless, my friends.